rest of the story. Dr. Bliss was one of the most brilliant, one of the most respected surgeons of his day. Go back in time and ask him to relate the most fascinating, the most challenging case of his entire medical career. And he would surely recall the once upon a time when he had to rescue the patient and also rescue a consultant specialist who had been called in on the same case. The patient was a fellow named Jim, gunshot wound. Jim had been shot in the back. The bullet was still inside him. Now, the critical factor in any such case is the precise location of the bullet. Sometimes it's obvious. For Jim, it was not. Dr. Bliss, you see, was laboring under a distinct disadvantage because the invention of X-ray machinery was still many years in the future. So, Dr. Bliss commenced with what was then standard procedure. He probed the wound with special instruments, but the probing was unsuccessful. Apparently, the bullet had done that which bullets often do, had hit a rib and deflected internally. Where inside the body? Hard to say. And since massive exploratory surgery would be a senseless debilitation for the patient, Dr. Bliss was faced with only one other option. If he were ever to locate and retrieve the elusive projectile, he would have to call in a specialist. Now, I should mention at this point that by the time Dr. Bliss arrived at that conclusion, the patient had been in a more or less stable condition for some weeks, was, as far as anyone could tell, in no immediate danger, but Dr. Bliss wanted that bullet out, so he accepted the assistance of a consultant diagnostician, a specialist who claimed the ability to locate a bullet in a patient's body, and with pinpoint accuracy, he said. The whole examination took less than an hour. The specialist's conclusion, the projectile rested 4 1/2 inches beneath the surface of the skin, the reference point, a small hematose area on the lower right side of the patient's abdomen. No way to get more specific than that. But guess what? Dr. Bliss by now had changed his mind. Now, with the bullet where he was sure he could find it, he refused to go in and get it, and the patient died. But this is the rest of the story. With or without that operation, the patient would not have survived because it was an infection that killed him, not the bullet. It was an infection. In fact, an autopsy revealed that the bullet was harmlessly situated. Incidentally, it revealed something else. The consultant specialist who had claimed to have located the bullet, he was a full 10 inches off target. Had Dr. Bliss operated, he would not have found the bullet, and the patient would have died, and the whole nation would have been screaming for the hide of Dr. Bliss's blundering advisor. But by not operating, Dr. Bliss rescued the reputation of that specialist scientist, Alexander Graham Bell, whose imperfectly improvised electronic metal detection equipment would have been blamed for the patient's death. He'd have been implicated in the assassination of President James Garfield. Now you know the rest of the story.